Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Homeder.
Well, the Fed did nothing and the market liked it. The Dow was up 1.2% for the week. S&P 500 is on a tear, up 2.6. Year to date, the S&P is up 14.8%. I hate to say I told you so. I've been talking about this for a long time, about this sort of environment and what can happen. It's certainly volatile. There's no doubt about it, but 14.8%. Wow. NASDAQ at this, up 30.8% year to date. For the week was up 3.2. Yep, more of that tech and AI stuff. MSCI EAFE Index. Now, I just got to spend a lot of time over in Europe. For the week, it was up 2.4%. The ECB raised rates this week because they're certainly experiencing inflation over there. I can tell you all about that. Year to date, though, the international market's up 8.7%. Not bad. The 10-year Treasury, not much happened there. Pretty flat for the week. The yield is still 3.76%. Oil. Oil's been a big story this summer. It's at $71.88 a barrel. For the week, it was up 2.4%. Down year to date over 10%. And the question is, what's going to happen to oil this summer as people start driving and supply is what it is? So keep your eye on that one. Bonds right now, 98.19 year to date, up about 2.8%. I like bonds. We'll talk more about that, but not bad. So sometimes doing nothing is actually quite something. Last week, the Fed did nothing with interest rates for the first time in more than a year, holding their policy steady after 10, you got that right, 10 straight hikes that totaled 5%. We haven't seen that ever. The question now becomes, is nothing from the Fed something for this market? Well, here's what you need to know about the Fed's pause and how it might, you heard me say might play out. Well, last week's release, first of all, of the inflation data, the May CPI, Consumer Price Index, confirmed that inflation is going down. The number came in at 4%. Good news, housing and used cars appear to be getting cheaper. But the bottom line really is 4% is not good enough for the Fed. They want closer to 2%. And so we are seeing moderating inflation through all other kinds of sectors, like manufacturing. Manufacturing slowing down. I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Manufacturing's contracting for the last 6 months. Business investment. I know locally, if you walk around San Francisco, it's depressing. But get this, nationally as well, business investment's declining in a pretty decent way. And the weakness has been covered up, and that's why the market continues to rally on, by the strong consumer. And this is being supported by, again, pretty low unemployment, even though we're seeing those numbers start to increase. Wages are still pretty high. So the Fed is having an effect on the overall economy, but the question now is, how deep and how bad will it be once it starts to set in? Because this past week, big bank announced that there's going to be a pretty big recession coming. And they said it's going to be in the next couple months. So keep in mind this, the full effect of what the Fed's been doing, these last 10 hikes, this 5% I'm talking about in a record time, has really not fully worked its way through the system. And so we can look back at history, like in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, when we had economic contractions. In other words, when the Fed's raising rates, about what happens to the market. And I'm going to contrast that against the 90s. Went back and looked at all of this to see what happened. So let me give you some data, because I think data, bottom line, is going to move the market. I don't think the Fed really has much impact on what they say anymore, because they're reacting now to what the data shows. And that's what I've been saying now for months. The data is going to move the market. The Fed's just sort of waving a big stick, if you will. So let's look at the actual things of what happened. So what markets have done when the Fed pauses, because that's what they just did. All right. So let's go back to 1994. If you look at September of 92 through February of 94. So there was a pause, and then we're now looking at what the market did before they raise rates or lowered rates. So no action. Stock market return, get this, 17.2%. So market rallied pretty strong. And then what did the Fed do next? Well, they hiked rates. All right. What happened February 95 through July of 95? Market rallied 19.2%. And then Fed acted. How about November 98 through June of 99? 21.5%. All right. So you see the theme. The market likes to rally typically after there's a pause. Now, most recently, this was interesting. I thought March of 20 through March of 22. That doesn't seem that long ago, right? Pandemic, then recovery. What do you think the market, the S&P 500, rallied during that period of time? Yeah, you're right. 65.8%. Think about that. That's a massive move. And so now we're seeing a pause and we'll see what happens. Like I said at the start, 14.8 right now, we'll see where it goes. But the Fed most likely will do something about it one way or the other. Now, here's what's fascinating about the market right now. The market leadership in 2023 in the S&P 500 has been led by three sectors. And you already know one of them because you already said AI. So you're right. Technology is one. Yes. But what about the others? Communication services. So that's somewhat technology related. And the other one, consumer discretionary, spending, buying stuff. Those three, that's it. Everything else is underperforming right now. We're talking about another 11, 12 different indexes. So what does that mean? Well, when things get kind of hot and blown up and overdone, it's like a cake. You ever bake? You know, you leave it in there too long and it starts to blow up. And what happens? Yep. Poof, right? So just expect the volatility. It's going to come. And that's why right now you might want to be looking at some high quality bonds. This past week, I saw rates get sort of attractive on relatively shorter term things. So my point right now is if you're looking to add stocks here or long exposure to your portfolio, I'd prefer to add it to the parts of the market that have been left behind in this recent rally. And these sectors should, as you're looking at these things, they should benefit if the Goldilocks scenario continues of inflation starting to continue to go down, the Fed's not hawkish, not raising rates, and there is solid growth continuing throughout the week. That's where this market's really strong right now. But if you look at where a lot of the good news is, well, there's not so much if you think about it, if you look at all of 23. Remember the regional bank crisis? It's not over. Earnings are actually declining right now. Not as bad as it was feared, but still they're going down, which is not good, right? Clear softening of economic momentum. And potentially, because the Fed said it this past week, more rate hikes than that were expected at the beginning of the year. And it's the respect of the market's ability to do the very thing that kept me advocating staying long stocks throughout this process we've been going through rather than going to cash. But my experience, 2000 to 2003, 2007 to 2008 continues to make me nervous. And investors right now operate in days, weeks, and months. And remember, markets and economies operate in quarters and years. And in both 2000 and 2007, the warnings of a looming economic slowdown were wrong for over a year. Think about that. With the risks that I've been talking about this morning, just expect the slowdowns to show up. And when they do, it's going to be somewhat violent. I hope this time's different. I hope we do get this continued Goldilocks market. And we're talking about more highs on the S&P 500 by the end of this year. But the reality of higher rates that are there, potentially longer, an economy that is slowing in the data, we're seeing it. There's pressure right now on corporate profits. You've got lenders right now all over the place. I'm hearing about this in a big way as these commercial loans are coming due. Lenders are not giving them cash. They're not even talking about it. That's not good. So these empty buildings you're seeing, businesses going out, just distraught areas, it's going to get worse, not better. So while you enjoy this market right now, keep in mind that under the surface, things aren't quite as good as all that AI sentiment that's floating around. So what's my technical view right now? Well, medium term, I think that stocks like the S&P 500 that just hit a fresh high this past week could continue. The next resistant level we need to go through to see higher numbers, 44.89. Support, if we blow through that, get ready for the 10% drop, 41.33, write those down. Those are the numbers. 10-year note, what are we looking for there right now? You heard what I said at the start. I need to see go through 3.8 before I get excited on that. All right. Right now, what should the allocation be on your portfolio? Well, if your tech and your growth has gotten a little out of hand, I might recommend you readjust it. 25% growth, 75% value if you want to stay long. All right. Nothing wrong with taking some profits and going to cash and look at some short-term bonds right now. Bonds are attractive. And that might be a place where you want to put some money that you've made.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.